Apple Cash is an easy, convenient, and secure way to pay your friends because it's already built into your iPhone and lives within Messages. It all happens right in the chat. Then you can spend that money right away with Apple Pay. See? Easy peasy and way more private than pay apps. Apple Cash. Find it in your Messages today. Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Uh-oh. It's your favorite 24-year-old man sitting here today talking to you about 10-year-old girls going to Sephora and causing a ruckus. Are you confused? I am, and doing research for this didn't help at all either. And so here we are, and I hope we can just like sit here together and hold hands and collectively lose our faith in humanity. How's that sound for this Wednesday night or morning or day? I don't know when the fuck you're listening to this. Maybe not even Wednesday. I don't know you. I first heard Okay, sorry, there's a hair like swinging in the middle of my eyeball. I first heard rumblings from Sephora employees that I'm friends with who were telling me that like there will just be these locust-like swarms of children coming into Sephora, the makeup store, and like dropping fucking bans on like all this skincare, mostly, I think, and also makeup products, which is one thing. And then also like destroying the store in the process, like literally taking the samples. You know how they have like all those little fucking lipsticks and like powders, I don't fucking know, powders like in their little like displays, and they'll just come and like stab it up. They'll like squirt like fucking lotion everywhere, make it look like a war zone, make it look like a Burlington coat factory. And I was like, no way, like what is causing this? Like, why is this like a universal thing that is happening within our culture? I was like so confused where this was coming from. And the more I think about it, the more it all fucking makes sense. And every single road in our culture was leading for children to be like this. And this is the first stone getting thrown at the Berlin Wall. Actually, I don't know how the fuck the Berlin Wall fell. So here's me being an iPad toddler and literally just being the exact fucking brain dead type of thing that I am making fun of in this episode. But this is the first sign of impending societal collapse, maybe. Okay, so after I, like, started hearing, like, in person from, like lived experiences of Sephora employees being like, yeah, like, we, like, might have to start IDing at stores because kids, like, 10 years old are coming into Sephora with, like, mommy's credit card, maxing that shit out on, like, for what? Like, okay, first let's talk about I'll finish describing, I guess, what is happening. So, like, I've seen TikToks of these kids just coming in, like, throwing products around. Adults will come up to these small children and be like, hey, you should be, like, a little bit more respectful. Like, are your parents around? And they'll be like, fuck you, motherfucker! Like, it's the craziest shit. It's, like, unhinged. It's, like actual, like, monkeys from the zoo got released in fucking Sephora and were like, you know that little picture of, like, the monkey with, like, the lipstick on? Like, putting, like literal monkeys just running around putting lipstick on. What the fuck? What is going on? So, that's what's going on at your local mall, at your local Sephora. And I want to, before we get into too deep into the meat and potatoes of this, I want to preface this by saying that I'm just sitting here. I'm coming to you as the world's biggest hypocrite. Because I used to do the same fucking thing! I would get dragged to Sephora, whether it be with my mom, my friends, and you know what the fuck I would do in protest? Mind you, okay, it was definitely as recent as last year, but I would fucking destroy the little samples, because guess what? I don't give a fuck about Sephora. I fucking hate Sephora. I hate that store. This whole video is on me defending Sephora. I think every Sephora should fall into the crust of the fucking earth. But whenever I get dragged into Sephora against my will, I don't know, it's like something about the fidgeter in me. I will take like my keys or a credit card and just fucking slice up the samples. I've cut lipsticks in half, smushed them into other things. Sorry, lock me the fuck up. Lock me up. I don't care. I don't. I truly don't. It's Sephora. Oh, it's not like I'm walking into, like, your grandma's little, like, apothecary. What the fuck is an apothecary? I actually don't even know what that is. Like, it's Sephora. Anyways, I just thought I'd disclose that. I thought I'd be so raw and genuine with y'all. But when you think about why this is happening with these, like, 10-year-old kids that are all of a sudden just being so rambunctious, and, like, the location that this is happening is Sephora, it checks out, okay? So first, I want to talk about how insane it is that 10-year-olds are buying fucking skincare products. You were in the womb 10 years ago. You were literally a clump of cells 10 years ago. Half of your cells, like, haven't even experienced, like, a single, like, facet of aging. What the fuck do you need skincare for? Huh? Like, actually, like, it's so crazy. And mind you, my personal belief, which I think might be fucking right, I don't know. Sound off in the comments, drama mamas. What do you think? Skincare's a fucking scam. It is literally a scam, I think. Probably. Now, obviously, like, I think so much of it comes down to your DNA, your genetic makeup. But, like, there's exceptions, obviously. Like, if you have, like, cystic acne or something, there's, like, Accutane and stuff, which is, like, more of a medicine than, like, skincare. But, like, the amount of fucking creams where it's like, yeah, we had a snail come on, like, a rose petal, and then we blended it up and made a cream out of it, and it's $300, and it comes in a bottle of 5 milliliters. What the fuck are you talking about? Mad scientist-ass motherfuckers, like, that's not real. That is not real. You are a scam artist. You're a professional scam artist. And you know what? I respect the hustle. I couldn't think of a more... Did I flip this up? Okay, sorry. This is a new microphone, by the way. What do y'all think? Does it sound good? Because I haven't tested it. I'm just raw dogging this fucking podcast. And if it doesn't sound good, I'm not re-recording this because I don't want to think about this anymore. So, it's just plain old bonkers, quite frankly, that kids are buying skincare products in the fucking first place. I think that's bonkers. I literally don't think your body is, like, capable of producing a fucking pimple until you've hit puberty. So, like, there's genuinely no need. So why the fuck is that happening? Well,
sorry, it looks like I have an antenna on my head. My hair is... I'm in New York, by the way. I treated myself to a little vacation. So,
on vacation! It makes sense, okay? Picture...
This sounds so fucking weird.
Picture a 10-year-old. Picture what the youth... Not even, like, teenager. Like, what, like, 10-year-olds nowadays, what media they are consuming. Okay? The 10-year-olds of today grew up with iPads. There was never a second in their lifetime where iPads did not exist. And a good, probably 90% of them had an iPad growing up and have been tapped into social media since it's... What fucking year is it? 2024? Like, if you are 10 years old today, you were born in 2014, okay? So, like, influencers, social media, all of that has been a reality in your life for your entire fucking life, which is so scary, and I'm so sorry. Wishing the best for you. But if you're, like, on social media and you are a girl, chances are you are probably getting content on your TikTok For You page, on your fucking Instagram reels of, like, get ready with me's, like, influencers being, like doing, like, sponsorships for, like, random fucking makeup stuff. Like, you know, I don't need to fucking get into this. Like, you know what I'm talking about. You know, like, you can picture, I'm sure, the For You page of a 10-year-old girl right now. Okay? Boom. You probably have, like, a lot of 18 to 30-year-olds showing, like, skincare routine. Fuck, I don't know. Fucking get ready with these. I don't know. My For You page is, like, sounds and, like lights and flashing lights. It's so broken. It'll, like, play, like, a video of, like, a man eating a banana, like, pitched down, like, 8 decibels. Like, what? Anyway. You can picture it. And that's what matters. am being horrible at explaining right now. So, if that is what you're seeing at 10, that is what you're going to, that's what you're, like, aspiring to be, okay? Like, what is it, like, the number one job that kids want now is, like, a fucking influencer? Oh, God, fuck. I'm never having kids. I'm actually gonna punch myself in the balls for an hour after this, so I'm, like, actually infertile. Anyways, kids want to follow, duh, obviously in the footsteps of these influencers that have these crafted but seemingly amazing lives. If you're fucking 10 years old, you don't know what a hashtag ad is. You don't know what a sponsorship is. You don't know any of that shit. You're seeing every all content at face value. I think I remember, like, reading that, like, until, like, age 8, you can't even, like, tell the difference between, like, a TV show and the commercials. Like, it all is, like, the same thing in your little fucking mushy, like, mashed potato brain. That's crazy. So, it's the exact same concept being applied to, like, TikTok influencers. They're, like, they don't know when something is sponsored. They don't have media literacy. At all. At fucking all. Which is so scary. And I think about when I grew up. Sorry, I need to switch legs. My leg's, like, falling asleep. I think about when I was growing up, when I was that age, the content that I was consuming. It was, like, at first, like, probably 10 to 13, a lot of Minecraft content, which, not fucking bad. Like, sorry. Like, is there, I don't see anything wrong with, like, Minecraft content. But around 14... I started watching, like, a lot of CSGO, and playing a lot of CSGO, but watching a lot of, like, CSGO content, streamers, and there was, like, okay, by the way, CSGO is Counter-Strike. It's, like, this game. It still exists, but it's, like, crazy fucking way, the way I'm, like, describing the game Counter-Strike on a video about 10-year-olds at Sephora. But in this game, there was, like, a loot crate kind of system, okay? So you would get these crates in the game with, like, skins in them, but to unlock them, you have to pay $3. And it could be, like, literally anything. It'd be, like, the most dog shit skin ever, like a gray P90 skin. Like, think of, like, the nastiest fucking gun in Fortnite. But, like, there was also these, like, incredibly rare knives that were in the game. And, like, the thing about CSGO was you could sell your in-game items for real-life money. So, like, you could potentially unbox items that were worth, like, $100,000. It was the craziest shit ever. And, like, I got a full-on, and I don't say this lightly, a full-on gambling addiction at, like, 14. Craziest shit ever. Like, I was just constantly buying Steam gift cards so I could, like, unlock more chests. I think I spent $300 on these stupid fucking skins. Or, like, more so the crates to unlock the skins, which was gambling, like, literally gambling, totally random on what skin you get, at age 14. Because at that fucking age, you have no media literacy and you are so impressionable. It is so scary. It's really scary. And I make that connection in my brain when I see these 10-year-olds hoarding around these Sephoras and ransacking them and causing a ruckus. So that's great. Now, the other kind of theory I have on this situation. Fuck, I actually need, like, a microphone stand for this. I'm getting, like, arthritis holding this tiny little speaker. Ah! My other theory is that the reason why these kids are being so rambunctious in the stores, because it's like, it would be one thing if they were just walking in and politely maxing out mommy's credit card for, like, $1,000 in skincare products. That would be one thing. And I would have my qualms with it, but it probably wouldn't warrant an entire episode. But it's a whole fucking other thing how crazy they are. And I think the reason it's kind of, like, linked to what I've already talked about, but it's like you have these kids that were probably raised on iPads that are, like, literal iPad kids that have not had, I mean, they've had, like, a full probably 3 years of their life taken from them with the pandemic. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last time I met, like, a fucking 10-year-old. So, like, I don't know what the youth of the fucking country is like, but I'm just assuming that if you raise a child with an iPad, especially with the content that has been around on the internet and what's been popular from 2014 to 2024. Fuck, the way I have to calculate what 10 years is from 2014. If you look at that, it's not hard to see why kids behave this way. And obviously, there's like a natural rambunctiousness to kids. You know, it's not like this is the first fucking generation, like Gen Alpha or whatever, is like the first kids to like be bonkers and be crazy. And I am not a parent, so I'll never fucking know what it's like to parent a kid, especially nowadays. But I also did hear, I was like kind of reading some think pieces on this whole situation, about kind of millennial parenting and how that is fucking going. So I think about like my parents, and like, if you have parents that are like probably between the ages of like 40 to 60. Yeah, I think that's like the generation above millennial. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Is there 40-year-old millennials? Fucking hell. My parents' generation is a lot more like strict and like I got spankings before. And, like, now, once again, this is, what I'm about to say is, like, coming from people talking about parenting as a millennial, they're saying that, like, now, like, a lot more millennial parents, coming from older generations that would, like, fucking beat them and shit, like, have a softer parenting style. And, you know, if you're coming from, if you've been raised by a generation that had a very strong parenting style, like would spank you or like hit you with the belt or some shit or like pull out the fucking chancla, like you're gonna never want to fucking do that again. And like your parenting style might even be like a direct reaction to that. You might be like, I never want to parent how my parents parented. Fuck, how is that a sentence? This English is not fucking real, y'all. So they might have like a very loose and lenient style, but I am hearing and, you know, sometimes seeing on planes and stores and malls that you have raised fucking demons. You have raised the devil incarnate because you can't give your kid discipline. I've seen children literally like reach into their fucking diaper and, like, take their shit and smear it onto, like, a table at a restaurant because they take their iPad gets taken away for, like, 10 minutes. I've seen kids... I just spat so hard. I'm praying y'all didn't see that. What the fuck? I'm seeing, like... Oh, my God. Am I having an aura migraine? What the fuck is going on? I'm seeing, like, laser dots. Or am I about to get fucking assassinated? What the fuck is going on? Can't tell if that's like in my eyeballs or like on the walls. Okay, I'm gonna look at this footage later. That was really scary. Am I having a stroke? Okay, sorry. Anyways, back to it. No, I've seen like insane freakouts of kids, and this isn't just like just seeing kids misbehave and be like, oh, it must be the parents. No, I'm seeing like the actual physical action of a kid not getting what they want, whether it be like more iPad time, and then like throwing an absolute fucking fit, and the parents just like doing nothing. Not saying that they should like immediately do something there, and I get the parents probably are exhausted 90% of the time, but just seeing like a 32-year-old parent just sitting there like while their baby is like across from them in the booth in Cheesecake Factory, like, like that. Okay, that was supposed to be me like ripping shit out of my butt and throwing it. So, and listen, like I said, punching myself in the balls after this. Very glad that I don't have kids right now, and it really does make me wonder if I ever want them. I'm kind of leaning towards no at the moment, but I almost wonder if they're like each generation has like a fucked up generation, and then like it skips and there's like a good generation. Because I think about millennials and, you know, they're not always shown in the best light. And then there's Gen Z. Okay, actually, no, I'm completely biased because I'm like in this fucking group, kind of. I'm like an elder Gen Z. Like, I like missed the millennial cutoff by like one fucking year. But there were like, all right. And then you see like Gen Alpha and they're fucking demons. So it's like, what is it, like a pattern? Is it like on and off? I don't know. Also, I was just thinking, I think if I ever saw the day where I was like in a restaurant and saw like one of these like 10-year-old iPad kids, like watching one of my videos, I would just like delete my channel probably. I'm talking like the ones that are like throwing their feces on a table when they get their iPad taken away. If as their iPad was getting ripped out of their like grubby little hands, I saw like my face on there. And listen. Here's the thing. I'm not even trying to shit on like iPad kids, because like you had no other option. Okay, if there is any iPad kids watching this, this is not you. I'm sorry that you were raised like this. It's not your fault. There's always room to grow. I'm sure you'll end up being a perfectly good adult that's not like addicted to an iPad at some point. And I know I'm like pejoratively saying iPad kid, which is like the term to say, but like when I say iPad kid, I'm referring to the general experience that these kids all share from being raised in a certain way by millennials that are too scared to raise their voice above 3 decibels at their children. But no, truly, I do feel just like so sad for them, because like I think like they're missing out on like, I mean, every fucking generation says this, but like I think they're missing out on like so much time that is just not like being on the internet and being so like online and getting your only like serotonin hit from going into Sephora, dropping $500 and like fucking up the lipsticks. The latter part of that, I can get behind. Keep doing that shit. Don't keep doing that shit. Legally, do not keep doing that shit. Guys, vandalism, especially at Sephora, especially at the samplers, Sephora being a company that is just a huge multinational company that cannot afford to lose a single sample or have a single sample get damaged at their store. What was the start of that sentence? I just remember there was like an 8-minute long run-on sentence. So tying it back into Sephora, I'm worried about the fucking generation. This is like something that like is so frightening. And you know, I hope that I don't influence anyone. Which is so ironic to say, because like I get classified as like an influencer a lot of the time, and here I am, like every other fucking like person online, be like, I kinda hate the term influencer. I prefer content creator. But like realistically, like, okay, be so honest, be in the comments, and if this goes wrong and not the way I want it to, maybe I'll just kill myself. But like, do y'all look at me as like an influencer? Or do you look at me as like, I don't know, something else? Like, I just post videos online. Like, when you look at me, do you think not me, I mean like an existential fucking crisis on this podcast. When you look at me, do you think, yeah, like this man makes me want to buy like products? Or do you think, I guess I'll get a laugh from this motherfucker. Like, I don't know. I don't even like do. Okay, I'll admit, lock me up. I had like a kind of like an influencer era when the bills needed to get paid. I've whored myself up for a check, and you fucking would too. Okay, sorry. And existential crisis over. This is the last fucking like topic, like podcast topic that I would expect to like, have that over. But no, we're all fine. Guys, I know I just fear-mongered so fucking much, but we're all fine. This is not every iPad kid, okay? You can be an iPad kid in peace and quiet And it doesn't necessarily, just because you grew up watching iPad does not mean you're going to go burst into a Sephora and create a fucking ruckus. No, I'm just saying it's a thing that happens in a small subset of the of them. I feel like I had some updates for y'all. There was no episode last week. I know y'all, a lot of y'all were like, but I'm sure you've heard, but last week there was a strike for Palestine, just like kind of trying to keep the focus on Palestine and what is going on there. And obviously I'm not going to be like posting during that time when I have just like nothing but like goof to share. So if you haven't already, and you can, please donate to Palestine. If you live in the US or literally any country, this is like not like a US specific thing. You can write to your elected representatives, to ask them to call for a ceasefire. Thankfully, lots of countries have already. I can't remember if Canada did or not. And let's read some drum. I think I literally have like missed. I'm so sorry. I think I've missed fucking, like the drama, the weekly drama, like 8 times now. The thing is, I, like, end the episode, and I'm, like, so brain dead from, like, just... Okay, wait. Before we get into the drama, y'all know how I always say... Okay, I'm sure this person means well, but you know how in every single episode, I'm, like, keep it to one sentence, y'all. Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna pick a random drama to read on this podcast. But if you want me to read your drama, head on down to the YouTube video version of this podcast, which you may already be on, and just leave a comment. Leave a comment. One motherfucking sentence. I'll break your neck. Just like something you need advice on. Like, what's going on in your life? Like, what's happening? What's shaking? My drama. I wish I had that friend. You know, the ones that are always together and that really love each other. You're gonna make me fucking cry. Because next year I'm going to a different school than my fave friend group. By the way, I love you so much. Your podcast makes me really happy and makes and helps me when I'm sad. Sorry I can't read that. It looks like I need to go back to fucking school. And thank you for your comment. This is... Please tell me I did not just dislocate the cable. Okay, I think we're good. This is something... that I've been thinking about, like, so much. And I promise you, this, like, isn't just... Like, this, I feel like, happens at every stage in life. You'll just be like, where my best friend at? And, like, I have had that, okay? I'm very grateful to have, like, had periods of my life where I had, like, a best friend. And I was like, motherfucker, you are the only one that I want to see every single fucking day. And, like... But not everyone gets that. It's beautiful when it happens. It can happen at any stage in life, okay? It's not like you get one best friend and it's like your soulmate and like you never get one again. That's not true. But it's hard. It's fucking hard. Especially if you're like in a new environment. Like building, getting friends in a new environment is like hard enough in itself, but getting like a bond that is so strong, damn near impossible. Damn near impossible. So I'd say, like, you know, as much as it kind of, you have this, like, desire to have, like, that friend, as you said, just let yourself have lots of friends for now and, like, just be the best friend that you can to them. And you know what? Maybe one of them will become your best friend and become that friend to you. Did that sentence make sense? I hope it did. What else? I guess, like, damn, like, if you've been listening for this long, you're probably a fucking a diehard mama. I guess I had, like, kind of an enlightenment moment at the end of last year. I'm ready to get back on that fucking horse. I know my ass's name, Ben of the Week, and what happens sometimes? Boom, 14 days in between each YouTube video. And I know y'all are fiending and feasting, but if I'm being so real, I needed a little bit of a detox to gather myself. Not that I'm like, fuck, I'm so fucking burnt out, I hate this. I love this shit. It's just sometimes it's like my brain, like I just need to experience, I can show you the world type shit.
And I got that, and now we're back, and now we're back, and I'm gonna try and upload weekly. Gonna try and stream weekly. I'm fucking making TikToks again. Okay, yeah. Anyways. So thought I'd share that with you. What is this building, like, underneath my armpit? Should we take a look at the skyline real quick? That looks fake. That looks like Roku City. Okay, I love you all so much. Oh, haven't asked this in a minute, but I'm gonna beg you. I'm gonna be like... what the fuck was that? If you want to rate this podcast 5 freaking stars on Spotify, baby, and subscribe to the YouTube video version of this podcast, let's fucking go. And I'm so nervous to see if this recorded anything, because this is a brand new microphone. So I love you all so much. Take care. Bye!